Hey, Strippers with Anxiety, this is E for Energy, and I want to say thank you for the shout-out, Suka. Y'all have an amazing show because it gives you the background in what strippers go through, because I think the problem, and I think we can associate this with the hip-hop popularity, but they've made strippers into, you know, they're just going out here getting all the money, and they don't have any problems, and we shouldn't look at them more than just how they physically are, as opposed to what their background is. Are they going to school? Have they been studied in law? Do they have finance degrees? The world won't know until you guys explain it to them and show the intersectionality within feminism and stripper culture or your lives. I think that's really important. I appreciate what y'all do. Y'all keep it up. Peace.
Okay, we're recording.
Hello.
I'm recording.
Hello. It's your stripper robot, Rocket Ray, coming to you from the stars.
And Summer.
And Zuka.
We're here too. So we wanted to...
What? I was just listening to this album about robots, and I just felt inspired, and I just feel like I'm a robot. And we're talking about media portrayals of strippers, and I'm just thinking about Altered Carbon, because some of her friends were, like, in that Netflix show.
Oh, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I know that there's stripper robots and, like, sex robots.
Oh, I heard about that. We wanted to talk about portrayals of sex workers in the media. So I think there's kind of two different sets of media. There's, like, popular media, in terms of TV shows, movies, and stuff. But then there's also news media, like mass media.
Yeah, that's true. And there's some stuff going on in, like, in politics and stuff.
Or, like, the New York stripper strike.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in the world, especially in the United States, about strippers and politics. And it's just opening my eyes, because I feel like most of my friends are, like, pretty cool with what I do and being a stripper, but I guess not.
Not everyone agrees.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Elaborate.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just gonna leave room for you guys to speak, but, like, right now there's a bill trying to be passed in the States called, like,
FOSTA
and SESTA, and they're trying to stop human trafficking, and they're doing this by shutting down all the...
No, it's, I noticed that you were having trouble with yours. It's the same thing, rubbing out.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I have enough.
Oh, you have enough?
Yeah, I'm just
melting
it.
Okay. So much.
Thanks,
no problem.
I just was having troubles with, like,
things.
Life.
And I thought I could help, but I couldn't.
No one can help me. I'm past the point of being helped. I'm just, like, a hopeless case. Yeah. Thanks, so I appreciate you. Sorry, okay. So the bill, FOSTA, SESTA.
Yeah, I'm really bad at explaining things, but maybe you can help me. Like, basically, they shut down Backpage, they shut down Craigslist Personals, and they're doing everything in their power to... The bill would do everything in its power to make sure that you can't sell services online. And they want... Their goal is apparently to stop human trafficking.
It makes third-party sites like Craigslist liable for offering those services. So Craigslist is like, fuck that, I don't want to be liable.
Yeah.
But it fucks over sex workers, right? Because then it prevents them from forming safe online spaces or advertising online. So, in some ways, it pushes them onto street work, which is more dangerous.
I feel like it's more to do with, like, escorts and, like, indoor sex workers, like, full-service,
like,
workers.
Like, typical law shit where it's like, this is our goal, so let's try to achieve it in a way that endangers everyone else and also doesn't really help to achieve the goal.
Yeah, because it doesn't... Because it actually... Like, I was reading a bunch of articles, and there are some social workers saying that they used Craigslist and Backpage and those type of websites to
access,
find their
totally,
clients that actually have been trafficked, maybe.
Yeah.
So, But, you know, like, a lot of celebrities like Amy Schumer and, like, lots of different celebrities are, like, on board with this bill.
Cause even though they don't even understand.
They don't know what the fuck they're.
And also, they're not sex workers, so they don't have any firsthand knowledge of the industry or the risks that they're placing sex workers under.
Yeah, I think that people just think about, like, if you're in the sex industry, like, you know, like, you're forced into it. I think that's what it is. And I think that's what that bill is, like.
There's a difference between, you know, trying to say, being a victim of human trafficking and a sex worker.
Yeah. Whether you're a stripper or, like, escort or whatever you want
to
do.
Is there no other place for them to advertise, as in their own websites or anything like that? Is it the bill against that? I'm not familiar with it. I'm just trying to see both sides.
No, it's just, it makes, as I understand it, it makes third-party sites, like,
so third-party,
liable,
okay.
Right? So
they,
I mean,
could essentially have their own, or there could be a forum.
But they would
made
be opening themselves
it.
Up to liability then as well, potentially, right?
Okay.
Also, like, but clients won't know to search you. That's why there's, the aggregate? I don't even know. Like, the sites where you can look through, like, all the escorts or, like, whatever you want.
It's more of an upfront cost for them, and some girls don't have access to those resources as it is, right?
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the whole picture. Please don't be against
it.
Oh, no.
It's just a bill that doesn't achieve what it's supposed to achieve, and it puts other people in danger. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah, because some people, if you don't have, like, a regular client base, then you can't just sit inside and, like, screen your clients and say, like, okay, like, let's meet up at this hotel. You have to, like, go on the street and be, like, a streetwalker, which is, like, dangerous, and you don't know who you're meeting up with.
But do you really think that the anonymity of Craigslist gives them that security? Like, I mean,
it's not just, sometimes it does, because you get more of the back and forth with the client.
Okay.
And it's also online communities for sex workers are being shut down too, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just unfortunate.
Yeah,
right?
Like, there's websites where they go, like, okay, this person, John Smith, tried to push my boundaries, and I felt really unsafe.
Like, escorts will have their own blacklists, right?
Okay.
That they can share with each other.
And that'll
online.
Be closed down too?
A lot of those resources, yeah.
Okay, that's not
so
cool. I disagree
just,
with that. Sorry, I'm just trying to catch up with it.
It's just shitty. But yeah, you have, like, celebrities endorsing it. And you're like, what?
And you're like, Amy Schumer, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she's very funny. I don't like her, and I also just don't like her as a person. I've never met her. I just like, a lot of celebrities are endorsing because they think anything that has to do with, like, sex work is bad.
I think that you have to be a little bit lenient to them, and I don't think that maybe it's necessarily the idea that they're thinking of the sex work part of it. They're probably thinking that they're helping with the human trafficking aspect, right? Because that's the whole thing. That's why I'm trying to ask as many questions.
But I mean, also,
you know,
my question is, how much will this bill actually?
No, I agree with you.
Trafficking.
I agree with you. But I don't think that they're asking that question. They're just seeing it from that side, right?
I mean, it's a gut response, right? I mean, you show any celebrity something that's, like, human trafficking or, like, starving kids or whatever, and they're like, oh, I want to gain the social capital by supporting this, right? Like, I want the publicity for this or whatever, right? And so it seems like a positive thing, but I just feel like with a lot of these issues, it's not as simple as supporting a bill. It's not as simple as just being like, I'm supporting this piece of legislation. Because the other issue is, this is like a top-down thing, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, my personal opinion is that that's not really how you get to help people who are marginalized. I think that grassroots initiatives are, like, way more effective, right? But that's just me. I don't know.
What up, house?
Hello.
Hey.
Love you.
Sorry.
We're doing a podcast about...
Nikki, I think you should weigh in on this 100%.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about sex worker portrayal in media, and now we're talking about, like, sex pasta.
Oh.
How it's fucked up. And how celebrities are endorsing it, and they probably don't even know what they're endorsing, because they probably just think, like, oh, human trafficking, of course I want to stop it.
They also probably go to strip clubs. Like, straight up.
That's true.
they probably also have gone to strip clubs and thrown their money around and been all like, look at me, I'm fancy in the strip club. And I'm like, human trafficking. Yeah. Like, guaranteed. Maybe not all of them, but like, enough of them. And it's like, where are the ones who are like against it? Where are they? Anyways, I don't know. People are trash. That's where I'm at.
Trash, like, just...
I don't know, because when I think of sex worker portrayal media, I think about us two in Winnipeg, and you were watching iZombie, and then complain, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, totally, like, there's all this, like, slut-shaming and everything, either, like, it's, like, all, like, the sex workers, they all need, like, saving, or they have some, like, tragic story.
Yeah.
Even in, like, what was that? It's just, what was that new sci-fi show that just came out?
Altered Carbon?
Even in Altered Carbon, yeah, it's like, it's, you know, like, the sex workers that are there, there's all...
They're all, like, damaged.
They're all damaged.
Some
totally. There's all some huge, tragic thing going on where they're, like, you know, the ones being taken advantage of. And, like, yeah, there's definitely some accuracy to that. But, like, I don't know. The thing is, the media likes to sensationalize things. And you know what's not sensational? Like, fucking going home at the end of the day with the only desire to, like, roll out your body and eat food and get a decent night of sleep somehow in the same time period, which you know is impossible. That's not exciting. The media doesn't care about that. They're like, whoa, you're a normal human being? Next, show me the trash. Yeah. We like the trash.
That's very
it makes us feel, like, better.
That doesn't fit ourselves into their perception of what sex workers are, right? Yeah.
That's why I feel like, anyways, maybe, like, our change room is, like, some weird cult of, like...
It kind of is,
It's some,
cult,
like,
stripper.
Man-hating, maybe, like, feminist, pour your period blood into the earth type of Pilates doing stripper.
I don't hate men. I hate what men are told to be.
Yes.
That's what I hate.
Yes.
Oh, I hate men.
Because I like
I'm saying this kind of loosely.
I do like dick, anyways.
I'm saying this kind of loosely, but I do know that there's one of us who likes to pour their period blood into the earth. Like, that's not a sensationalized thing.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like it would be, though. Let's be real. That's not, like, normal portrayal of human beings. Or
we should do our own. I wanted to do a comic. Well, my friend wanted to do a comic book about strippers.
Who?
Dylan.
Whatever.
Stripper things need to be for strippers by strippers.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. That's my whatever. Yeah. That's where it comes from.
And, like, I know he's, like, has, like, good intentions and shit. And he was like, I'll consult with you. And I'm just like,
whatever.
I don't know, dude.
Still whatever.
Yeah.
Still whatever on my part. Like, you know, the thing is, no matter what, like, I mean, this is the guy that, like, came in and, like, fell in love with me in about 20 minutes flat, right? So, like, it's not like he can possibly represent or speak for or portray strippers in the way that strippers actually are, because he's completely, completely biased. He saw me in a Wonder Woman costume and just automatically assumed that I would be, like, total, like, nerd girl. And whatever, which kind of, but
which
a different
you may
way.
Be.
Which I may be, but you know,
or
like,
may
he,
not.
Or I may not. The thing is, it's just he already fantasized me into a different reality, regardless of what I actually was. And this is why outsiders just cannot portray, they cannot represent strippers. They can't come in and then tell the world what we're like or how we are, because they've already come in with a bias, and until you've worked, like, 18 to 25 shows a week, until you've, like, crossed a fucking parking lot in Winnipeg, like, in your stripper shoes, full of, like, and it's full of snow, and you're, like, trying not to break your ankle, and you're late for your showtime, and you're gonna get fined even though it's illegal. Until any of that has happened, like, your voice is not necessary. It's not necessary to contribute to the conversation. It's just superfluous, honestly.
I agree,
so... Do you think that it's inevitable? Do you guys think it's inevitable that strippers, like... No, you know what? It's not. It's not inevitable. There could be so much better portrayal of strippers. I was gonna say, is it inevitable that the media portrays us so in such a shitty way? But I feel like not.
I think a lot of things are shifting, and because, especially because of like social media, we have the power to control a lot of our own narrative.
Yeah.
You know, and it's harder and harder for people to ignore our sources as voices, you know? Like, I think there's like a general shift, and I think just like we're seeing more marginalized people being like leads in TV shows and like just more diversity in general, I think we'll start seeing more diversity in how sex workers are portrayed in the media.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
too.
My suspicion.
I think so too. I don't know. I just thought about like Black Panther and how there's like a whole movie about black people and black culture, but like, you know, like it was like it's a very important thing that's like needed to happen. Like, just like steps are being taken, and I feel like, I don't know, I've seen some like cool movies about different sex workers that are like kind of nuanced.
Did you guys read Secret Diary of a Call Girl?
No.
Read it?
Yeah.
It's a movie too?
It's a TV show, but it was based on.
I feel like I might have watched it like a while ago, but I don't know.
It was.
I might not have liked it, I'm not sure.
Brooke Magnotti or something, I think her last name was, I'm not sure, but she was doing her PhD. And at the same time, she was an escort in London, and then she wrote a series of books afterwards, mm-hmm. and then it became a TV show on HBO.
Sweet.
And
it's so cool.
I mean, it's popular media, right? So
I feel like I watched it and didn't really care, maybe? I don't
know.
I can't remember, honestly.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to consume. There's some substance, but not a lot.
Yeah.
I guess. But, I mean, I think it's cool that it came from her voice.
Yes, totally.
Like, that's cool.
And she made, like, the active choice.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, so that was cool. And I think that as more sex workers become more prominent in popular media, then we will see more of those portrayals.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Do you think, I think, personally, that...
What do you think?
But sex, that it's like really has a big effect on like that it's like super harmful to like portray stereotypes. Like I fucking think so, but
well, yeah, because like you know you portray the stereotype that like you basically go out and reinforce that I'm not a human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens? You get people in daily life treating me like I'm not a human when I'm at the fucking grocery store or when they're asking me what I do and I have to make a conscious decision about whether I want to get into it. Like, and I'm a pretty, like, assertive person, so a lot of the time I'm like, yeah, I'm going to say something shocking and just tell them, I'm paying for this in fives because they were all on my naked body or some shit. Because I want them to confront the bullshit that they're
holding. But sometimes it's just not worth the emotional labor because you just want to pay for your fucking groceries and go home. You
totally.
Don't want to spend the extra 10 minutes being that person who's fighting that fight. Like, I believe in fighting the fight and
yes.
I believe in sex worker visibility, but I also believe in getting home at a reasonable time, you know?
Like, yeah, so like I took
living
a cab,
your life.
I took
being
a cab home
to, yeah.
the other day. And, like, me and Violet are in the cab together. And I'm missing a little glove.
Cool,
cool, cool.
Nope, right here.
Oh, bitch, yeah. So, me and Violet are in the cab together. And we're just talking about, like, work and whatever. But, like, nothing, like, crazy. As soon as, like, she gets dropped off and I'm in the cab alone and he's driving me home, he starts fucking interviewing me.
God.
And asked me like what I'm gonna do when I get home, whatever, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, salad. Yeah, basically that's what I told him. Like, I'm gonna eat my dinner and then I'm gonna roll up my body. I'm like, I'm pretty tired, but you know, like I'm done work, so it's fine. And then he started asking me questions, basically implying that like I didn't want to do my job anymore and that I wanted to get out of my job. And I then just stopped him point blank and I was like, excuse me, I'm like, why are you interviewing me?
Good.
And I was like, this is none of your business. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I just refused to utter a single word to him for the rest of the ride because, like, you know, like, he wouldn't have asked anyone else. And that's the thing. If you're portraying strippers as accessible and as not human or whatever, whoever interacts with them is going to think that they're entitled to their time and their energy and that they can talk about all sorts of crazy shit and have all sorts of, like, personal conversations. Like, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, it's harmful.
Agreed.
Cool, I'm gonna go do my stage show now.
Have a good show.
I'll do a show.
There's like five there? People.
Maybe.
There's
maybe four.
Three when I was there.
Yeah.
Three. Two guys and then
Smiley, who we were talking about the other day. Smiley.
Oh, the guy that's the regular?
Yeah. Ponytail Smiley.
Right. I should know this because I've, like, literally known
you and
me.
I have, like, given him Smiley as the name.
Yeah.
Your name
he's
is
basically
Smiley.
Known me for, like, a decade at this point.
Whoa, really?
Or burlesque, yeah.
Oh.
You've turned into quite the performer as my naked asshole is over his face in a private dance. Yes, I am quite the performer. Okay.
Cool.
Honey, do you want to contribute? We're talking about media portrayal of sex workers and strippers.
I'm going to go do it.
Oh.
She's like,
no.
Honey is
going to contribute
money
yeah.
to her bank account.
A responsible stripper decision.
That's cool. Can you guys think of examples that are, like, of, like, media portrayals that are, like, that are good or bad?
Well, most media portrayals are bad. Or at least just reinforce the stereotype, right?
Yeah, I've never, well, at least definitely. I've never, like, some are just neutral.
I think a lot of them at best are neutral, you know? Like, there's that escort in, what's that show? 6 Feet Under. And she was, I think she was kind of neutral, but still, it was the opinions of that character, of the other characters in the show held about her that were interesting. Just things like that.
I don't know. I always think of movies that I've watched where, like, they're always showing strip clubs and guys sitting on the floor and getting, like, grinded on and titties in their face and they're, like, talking into some stripper's butthole. Basically.
Oh, yeah, like in The Hangover and stuff like that.
Probably, yeah. Like, I literally could tell you, like, 28 movies that are like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I always think of things like that, and I'm like, okay, yes, there are clubs like that, but it bothers me that people think that every club is like that, because there are different
the
places.
The thing is, so, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, really, even though that is a reality, that's not a full portrayal of sex workers, because even those girls
that's,
at the club
yeah.
who do that, they fucking go home and take their makeup
yeah.
off and, you
yeah,
know, try to get
course.
To sleep at a reasonable hour or
yeah.
not, and then get up
I
the next
mean
day,
you
know what I mean?
I just mean you can't lump everyone into a category.
Yeah, totally.
That's where I was going with that.
But
right?
I feel
that's,
like...
Yeah.
I feel like the media, it's funny because it's both a reflection of societal values, but also a catalyst for change of societal values, right? So in that sense, I feel like when we look at how sex workers are portrayed, it's sort of like they just reinforce the hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know, I did watch something on Netflix the other day that kind of bothered me, but there was one episode that didn't bother me, and it was about strippers, and I think it was like maybe a 4 or 5 episode thing, like documentary on
yeah.
strippers. I don't know if anybody's seen it or whatever. It's obviously somewhat low budget, but it's about strippers, traveling strippers, and like a lot of it was like very, very similar to Canadian clubs that
mm-hmm.
I've been to and stuff. And the first few episodes, like I said, I can't remember if it was 4 or 5 episodes, but the first few kind of infuriated me because it wasn't exactly idealistic. They chose those people that
oh,
had
yeah,
the problems
totally.
And everything else.
Of course they did, yeah.
But if you can brave it out, because it isn't very well done, in my opinion, the last episode was kind of cool because it actually followed two girls that traveled together going place to place. And that's a very common reality in Canada,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But they were traveling around. One had an art degree, and she was, you know, doing positive things with her art and also had no problem doing what she did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very, like, fun girls, and they, like,
they had a purpose of what they wanted to do, and I just really liked where they went with that episode, because it just kind of was, it deviated from the norm.
Yeah.
You know, so it was kind of nice that they did that.
Like, there needs to be more of that, you know, showing sex workers as people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It showed that we're not just this character that people think we are.
Exactly.
That's why, but it sucks because that was the last episode of this entire series. And like I said, it was low budget. It was crappy done. They picked horrible people for the first episodes. Like, I'm just being honest, like, you know,
it's
the
also,
ditzy,
yeah,
they picked the wrong people.
It's what people
and it was
want
annoying.
To see, though.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's
exactly.
What I mean when I say it reinforces Gemini.
Exactly.
Because it's just like people expect a certain stereotype, so, you know.
They give it to them.
Exactly.
Because that's what people think and they don't want to deviate. And it's unfortunate, and that's why it kind of bothered me that they put it as the last episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You couldn't even have just stuck it in the middle? You had to do it at the end?
They probably just, like, ran out of people who were fucked up with drugs.
Well, no, it's like, listen, we're gonna do one nice thing, but we're gonna put it at the end, because nobody's really gonna care.
Like, as an afterthought.
You know, like, yeah, it was like, we'll do this for you, this one nice wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know? But, like, that was it, and it kind of upset me. But, yeah, at the same time, I was glad that it was even
at
in
least
there, you know?
There was that.
Yeah, at least it was even in there. So, I don't know.
Really, no more to say. No more to say from me.
I want to make a TV show called Strippers with Anxiety about us, and all we do is eat snacks and look at our buttholes.
Sorry.
Go on stage. Don't be sorry. I see buttholes every day.
More than a proctologist.
Final thoughts?
I don't know. I think I can try my best to see both people's sides, but it would be nice if there was a more positive light on our industry and we were treated like humans.
I think even if it wasn't, like, totally positive, at least, like,
just a more holistic representation of the people who are actually in the industry told by people actually in the industry.
Or, like, more nuanced, like, you know,
just,
like,
portray
strippers as people. What a thought. Even if they're, like, if a person's, like, a bitch or something, like, or, you know, even the person...
There's bitches in every industry.
Yeah.
That's,
and
like,
also,
irrelevant.
I just wanted to point out that sex work doesn't have to be super empowering to be valid. You know, because the other portrayal you get is like, you know, oh, the sex worker who finds her work, like, like super empowering and like whatever. I'm like, yes, a lot of the times this job can be very empowering, but not all the time. And it doesn't have to be empowering to be a legitimate profession.
Occupation,
Like, when
I pay my taxes.
Yeah.
I hate it when people are like, do you have a real job? Oh, I'm sorry. Do I make Monopoly money?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's like, other jobs don't need to have that empowering aspect to be respected as legitimate. Like, you think that when I was a lawyer, I, like, fucking walked into court and was like, wow, this is so great. Like, how are you so empowered adjourning this thing for the fifth time this fucking year? Excuse me, Your Honor, could I please have 2 weeks because my friend hasn't gotten their shit together? Like, yeah, that's obviously not like, oh my God, I'm so empowered. You know what I mean? So I don't see why this job has to have that element to be respected as legitimate. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, you weren't like Elle Woods in Legally Blonde.
I actually love Legally Blonde.
Me too. Yeah,
and she has a chihuahua just like me.
Yeah.
I actually
you're like
do.
Elle Woods.
I do love that movie. Yeah. And then I like how she won because she understood how a perm worked.
No, the best part of that movie is how she got into law.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hard.
Yeah, I do love that movie a lot. That's pretty great. Yeah, I need to watch that again. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's good. I forgot.
Yeah, Legally Blonde is a good movie.
Yeah, it really is.
It is a good movie.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's like a deceiving movie because you think it's about like some dumb, ditzy blonde person, but really it's about a freaking smart person.
Well, there's judgments right there all over again.
Yeah, totally.
Judging, you know what I mean? Like, putting people into a box is never a good idea.
This is where the intersectionality comes in, because our caller called in, said, like, let's talk about the intersectionality of feminism and stripping and stuff. So people just don't take women seriously if they're, a certain way.
Ever, actually.
No,
women are never
true.
Taken seriously, right? Because it's, like, be attractive, but don't profit off of it, but don't be too attractive, right? Be smart, but don't be arrogant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
that's
you
true.
Can never really win. You can never really be taken seriously because
no
you're always,
what.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's
yeah.
very true. You're always under the thumb of the patriarchy.
With, yes, absolutely.
Regardless of
yeah.
what your strengths
that's
and weaknesses
where
are.
That's all comes down.
Yeah,
to
that's, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
that's actually 100%. Like
the root of the problem
yeah.
if you want to get at it. It's really,
yeah, that's actually what it is, right?
The patriarchy, surprise, surprise.
And it's so pernicious that people don't even realize when it's happening, you know?
Yeah, I know. Sydney came over today and she was talking about how people were like shit-talking her because she wears heels when she does exotic dance and pole dance.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Instead of just regular pole dance.
Yeah, it's always something like that. Like, I told you guys about that time I was in court and this senior lawyer was like, oh, she's wearing fuck-me shoes. And they definitely were not fuck-me shoes. Right?
I remember.
Just things like that. That's so disrespectful.
Just because, for what? Because you're a woman? Like,
yes, exactly.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, totally. So disrespectful. I'm like, you're in a fucking court of law.
Not court of law.
You're not,
respect.
Like, yeah, just, yeah, so disrespectful. Yeah, anywho.
Because people don't unlearn their habits once they, like, graduate of high school. Learn to be fun, not douchebags that are sexist. They just are sexist forever.
I think things like that are not even habits. I think it's so ingrained in their mindset that they don't even, they're not even aware that they think that way. Yeah.
Agrees.
Anyways,
that
thanks
was
for
cool.
your call. That was fun. Thanks, Nikki, for participating.
Thank
Hope
you.
You had a good show. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.